It's a trying time for all South Africans, and even more so if you are in a strained interpersonal relationship. Joining us live on the line now is author and relationship expert Paula Quincy. She joins us now to discuss about how the coronavirus lockdown could be a time of extreme trauma and fear for domestic violence abuse victims and children who are, of course, in those households as well. Paula, thank you for waking up so early on a Sunday, and good morning.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
So local gender experts and activists expected a steep rise in the number of gender-based violence cases during this 21-day national lockdown declared by government. What exactly can we do about it? Because let's be quite honest, you're faced with security forces that are trying to keep everybody at home. They may well be a little bit preoccupied in terms of following up on cases of assault in the home and grievous bodily harm.
Absolutely. It is a concern, and there have been some task forces in terms of informal groups that have put some strategies and communications in place to deal with this. And that's because of the current situation where you are confined in a small space with your partner and potentially family members, and you've got nowhere to go, you've got nowhere to hide. And when we are in confinement for a long period of time, all sorts of mental health issues can start playing out and affect us.
Well, Paula, a lot of people are moaning about the fact that that government curtailed the sale of alcohol during this 21-day lockdown period, and also the sale of cigarettes. The former, prohibition of alcohol sales, I suppose, could be a source of ensuring that there might be more harmony in the home. But some people also arguing that the absence of cigarettes, which is to some people a stress shock absorber, so to speak, could cause more tension in the home and lead to more GBV cases.
That's correct. You know, when we are in stressful situations or stressful environments in terms of our own anxiety and that, we turn to negative coping mechanisms to help us cope with or avoid dealing with what's going on in our lives and in our environment. And that counts or consults or considers taking into account things like various sorts of addictions, and substance abuse being one of them. So this is where the alcohol comes in, as well as cigarettes, etc. And, you know, being in confined spaces for 21 days, and you turn to the use of negative or coping mechanisms such as substance abuse and alcohol, it can certainly spike gender-based violence or domestic violence. And so it makes sense that the government has tried to curtail this by preventing the sale of these substances and these items. But that is probably... It's a preventative measure, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it is going to prevent domestic violence from happening, because when tempers and emotions come into play, that can still play out. And there's a very high risk of that, particularly in households where there is a history of abuse and domestic violence.
If you're listening to this and this sounds all too eerily familiar, perhaps this is a challenge you're trying to deal with in your home right at this moment, give us a call, 011-883-0702. Choose to remain anonymous if you wish. Paula Quincy, relationship expert and counsellor, talking to us about how to combat home abuse during this lockdown period. A lot of people believing that it could be a chance to reconnect with your families, but how do you even begin to meet that challenge if you are a family that that is facing something like a divorce or facing other stresses as a recent unemployment? All sorts of stresses that would, even under normal circumstances, put severe pressure on the household. Paula, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, absolutely. And we've seen already coming out of China when they came out of lockdown that their divorce cases had actually increased as a result of households and couples being in confinement. And, you know, it actually makes sense because it's no different to what we have seen every year in terms of January, February, when couples come back from their annual holidays and they've spent time together, because being in each other's faces actually forces couples to deal with their situations. And a lot of the time during normal circumstances, couples avoid this because, you know, you go off to work or you're so busy involved with the kids that kind of things get swept under the carpet and they're not resolved. Now, in the current situation, there's the added stress and anxiety of the fear of what this virus is going to bring because it's an unknown factor. Nobody knows what's going on and how it's going to affect us. And so there's a lot of fear, and if you don't have support structures in place to help you, you've got nowhere to go, you've got nowhere to hide. And that can spike this whole gender violence issue. So it's really about for couples, if you do have a strong, healthy foundation and relationship, this could be a good time to reset the button and really talk about issues. And there are channels where you can reach out for help in terms of online counseling. Whereas if you already have a rocky relationship, it's potentially going to make things a lot worse.
So let's try and navigate this in baby steps, I'm supposing, because if you're needing to reconnect with a loved one, people, members of your family that you've had a time of friction with as of late, would you suggest trying to, for the time being, not necessarily sweeping under the rug your issues, but if you are going to deal with them in small, manageable steps?
Absolutely. I think it's about, first of all, establishing healthy boundaries and healthy connections. So communication is key to that. People don't cope with change very well in general. And now we've had change thrown upon us where our daily routine has been upset. We're working from home. We're trying to manage the household chores, so to speak, the daily, the cooking, the washing, the cleaning, etc., as well as kids, if you have children, and managing them from a schooling point of view. So this is where couples can set up a schedule where they can take time helping each other out with the kids. They can take time managing work deliverables and work expectations, giving each other some space in terms of some time out. So, some me time, whether it's sitting outside in the garden, whether it is listening to music, just to try and help manage the stress in the environment. Where couples have a healthy relationship, they can also establish, how are we going to deal with conflict when it arises, because it is going to arise. It's a normal part of life and it's going to happen. So speak up about how are you going to manage it and put some boundaries down in place. So, for example, when we get frustrated or triggered or irritated, we are not going to be abusive towards each other. We are not going to call each other names, etc. How are you going to deal with conflict in a healthy way? In terms of couples where they have already a rocky relationship, it's about how can you put some preventative measures in place or some support structures, whether it be family members or friends, or whether it be our national support lines and centres that you can reach out to. So we have our national numbers such as Lifeline, SADC, and our gender-based violence line that they can tap into for some additional support. And then there is also obviously our local support services in terms of police and security that people can turn to if there is a need. And the president has actually placed that as a priority, as one of the needs that needs to be taken into account in terms of lockdown.
Last but not least, Paula, before we say goodbye, in spite of those, in addition to those small and manageable steps, and also accessing the various online tools and also helplines, should we need them during this period, is it good to institute a timeout, especially if you're spending this much time together? Is it healthy to say, all right, listen, I can't be around you right now. I'm going to my corner of the garden, my corner of the house, and just having a little bit of a time out to myself.
Yes, absolutely. Generally, we get time out in our normal daily routine when we go to work or we go to gym or whatever it is in terms of activities that we use to give us some time out and away from each other and to put some distance between each other. So that would be some of the structures and the boundaries put down, is if to be able to speak up and speak out and say, right now, I'm not in a good space. I just need some time to myself. I need to cool down. And when we've done that, let's come back together later in the day and let's try and talk about it. Let's try and resolve it to try and maintain some sort of peace and harmony in the household.
Paula Quincy, author and relationship expert, chatting to us about the challenges of our interpersonal relationships as we try and navigate the 21-day lockdown.